The United Church of Christ says it is being censored by two major television networks. The denomination says CBS and NBC refuse to air a commercial intended to welcome all people, including gays and lesbians, into the church. The networks say their decision was based on long-established policy. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
It's not exactly what you might expect from a religious commercial. The ad shows two burly men blocking the entrance to a very conventional-looking church. The men allow a white family, a mother, father, and two children inside, but turn away a lot of others, including a gay couple.
No way. Not you. I don't think so. No.
Across the screen scrolls the message, "Jesus didn't turn people away, neither do we." The ad says Reverend John Thomas, president of the United Church of Christ, is part of a campaign to heighten awareness of the church. Thomas says they never expected that a message intended to convey a sense of openness and welcome wouldn't be aired.
No, that really surprised us. We had no notion of that.
Both NBC and CBS said no to the commercial because they said it was too controversial. The church quoted CBS as saying the ad is unacceptable because, quote, the executive branch has recently proposed a constitutional amendment to define marriage as the union between a man and a woman. Thomas believes the decision is a reflection of the current political climate.
My suspicion is that in the current cultural context and in the post-election context, when very conservative definitions of moral values seem to be on the ascendancy, that networks are really not interested in taking the risk of invoking the wrath of very far-right conservative voices.
But both networks say they rejected the ad last February. At the same time, they told the church they were willing to air a different version of it. A CBS spokesman who declined to be interviewed on tape said it is standard policy for the network to reject advocacy advertising. Alan Wurzel, head of broadcast standards for NBC, said his network has a similar policy.
We don't take issues of controversy, whether in a commercial, whether it's from a political group, whether it's from a religious group, or whether it's from a corporate entity.
Wurzel said the network did not reject the ad because of the issue of homosexuality.
It was the message that there are a variety of religious organizations that don't take certain kinds of people. The question is it right? Is it wrong? Is it an issue of controversy? Should they? Shouldn't they? And don't forget that once you get past, you know, this sort of slippery slope, the next message could deal with far more specific things, like there are churches that feel that abortion is inappropriate, and there are those who feel that it is. You can get into a variety of very, very controversial issues that become, you know, increasingly problematic.
Wendy Melillo of Adweek magazine says the networks do have long-standing policies of turning down controversial ads. She says the criteria for their decisions are largely subjective, but she says they would be very likely to shy away from anything dealing with homosexuality.
It's too hot to handle, but it would have been probably too hot to handle even pre the Bush administration or our current climate. I think it's even, you know, more sensitive now, given the whole controversy surrounding legalizing gay marriage and things like that.
The ad will air on a number of networks, mostly on cable, which is not regulated by the FCC. And now that the controversy has hit the news, the commercial is getting lots of free airtime. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see the ad at our website, npr.org.